Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Winter is supposed to be fun.
You sounded like
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way.
You're going to have a partner, and you're going to marry Chantel.
We should
you're
say, gonna y'all, do yes, this. That comes from Chantel's family on our classless version
yeah.
that we do of 90 Day Fiancé, because the mom looks like Bill Cosby.
And I know no one should really speak Bill Cosby's name anymore.
No,
but it's my impression of Bill Cosby doing his stand-up act from like the 90s or early, late 80s.
You're really talking about Chantel's mom.
I'm talking yeah. about Karen.
Yeah. Karen.
Who looks like Bill Cosby in Leonard Part 6.
She does.
complete with the face.
Y'all, but winter should be fun.
Winter, this is, welcome back, Ooh. Summer House / Winter House. Welcome. If you guys are not 90 Dayers and you're not Darcy and Stacyers.
And you're not Plathers.
Yeah,
and you're not Smother. Why are you fucking listening to us?
You might be listening to Below Deck though, because we cover that too.
You might
be Bravoers.
Are you this one person right now that's still listening, just hoping that we're going to talk about Riverdale again? That some people are. You're like, I don't like any of their other shows, Jesse, but I just want them to talk about Archibald.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Never.
It's like that one aunt who has a hope that I might marry a woman one day.
Maybe. You know what? I'm going to never say never. We might maybe do one episode with the Swimming in Sweetwater Girls next year when Sabrina comes to Riverdale.
Maybe. I don't even know.
Or when like Archie and Cole Sprouse butt fuck each other on a couch.
Yeah, I think they're planning that for their 7th season.
I mean, that's a finale.
Yeah.
Series finale, if you ask me.
And it's just really hot, and it ends with them saying, it was always you.
Yes, it was always.
Can you imagine the protests?
Oh.
Actually, the younger women will love it.
I can't think of a show in a long time that completely just did whatever the fuck it wanted to at the end and mind-fucked everybody.
Well, a lot of these shows are network shows. I think on a cable show, you're able to do that a little more. I don't know. I'm trying to think about...
A lot of people didn't love Lost.
Oh, well, Lost was a different thing.
But it's not like a... I'm trying to think of a show where it just like killed somebody at the end out of the blue or some shit like that.
Oh, I can't think of it right now, but there have been ones.
Something in my brain.
A finale that just wasn't bad. It just completely went off the rails and you're like, what happened?
Yeah, find it. Tag us on Twitter and hashtag bad ending.
Yeah. Let's talk about Winter House / Summer House / Southern Charm / Summer Winter Charm.
Yes, but hold on. We need to remind people to go to the Linktree link to get our show tickets.
Yeah, we're doing live shows.
Yeah,
if you're just back, we're doing shows in New York and Chicago.
Especially
LA show here in November sold out. But
in winter, mind you, in January.
In the very dead of winter in Chicago.
And also I wanted to let people know that y'all, my hometown of Ardmore, Oklahoma, is having its first ever Southern Oklahoma, Southern Oklahoma Pride. Sadly, I talked to my friend Oinky. He can't make it because he's
sending regrets.
Yeah, he's got a great term papers that weekend at the college he's teaching at, so he can't make it. But instead, y'all, they asked me to be the master
of academic life.
They asked me to be the master of ceremonies, so I'll be there. My sister-in-law will be there. My brother will be there. So we'll be there starting at 10 a.m. in Central Park. It's easy to find. Just Google Central Park in Ardmore.
Central Park?
Yeah. It's a lot of people think it's going to be like the one in New York, and it's actually much smaller.
I just want to say, I did not think
it
that.
It was not designed. It was not, you know, but it's somebody actually.
The fact that there's a Central Park in Ardmore.
It's Central.
I would hope so.
I don't think Olmsted designed it.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Is there a ramble where gay men meet and. In secret.
We're going to see. Although this is a family pride. There's a pet parade. It's a family-friendly show.
Like I put on your Facebook, when I hear pet parade, my mind goes somewhere else. Yeah.
Well,
Well,
my friend, classmate, Aaron Rudd, who he lives somewhere now building a house because he takes pictures of it all the time. Well, his lesbian sister, Talina, she's singing.
Talina?
Uh-huh. She's auditioned for The Voice several times. She's amazing. Her band, Red Clay Gypsies, are going to be playing.
Is that so? What her bio says? Auditioned for The Voice several times.
I think she has. She's gotten farther up, you know.
I'm sure she's great.
Oh, she's beyond
great. I'm sure
great.
She's great.
She's fantastic. Red Clay Gypsies are great.
I will say, I
don't know how appropriate their name is now.
I am happy. Wait,
I think Gypsies were not.
It's not
to
a.
Say.
It's not. It's a.
But that's what they're called.
It's a racial slur.
That's what they're called, though. Yeah. So now they're called Red Clay because y'all, where I'm from,
I'm just Red Clay G's.
All that's why it's the Red River. It's where we're from. When everybody builds a house and stuff, and your grass isn't rooted in the soil, everybody's shoes turn red because there's red clay in our dirt everywhere. It just gets everywhere.
Yeah, me too. Ours too in South Carolina.
So
you're nothing special.
Nothing special.
That was the supposed town motto of Ardmore.
Yeah,
nothing special.
Well, the state motto for Oklahoma for a long time was Oklahoma. It's okay. I don't think they meant
is
it the way,
though?
But that's how I read it. Anyway, y'all,
it's okay.
This Saturday, October 23rd, I'm excited.
And I think you found out you're doing a 30-minute comedy set.
Gonna have to make gonna stretch. Y'all, a lot of my comedy's not family friendly.
Yeah. When I heard that, the first thing I thought of was they have no idea what a 30-minute comedy set is.
I can talk for at least 20 minutes.
But
I'll ramble on.
But I mean, when you think of a comedy set, it's fast-paced.
I don't know how funny it's going to be. At some point, y'all, you know it's not going great when I'll just say, who's here from Arkansas? And I just start asking, who came the farthest?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've never thought you were that funny.
Same. So. Same. Anyway, y'all, I've already messaged some sissies like from North Texas and are coming.
Good.
Y'all come up.
Okay. I'm very happy that
you can go to Caddo Barbecue.
Which is closing.
Which is closing on 2 days after.
Caddo Street Barbecue.
So get there. I don't know if you can get their discount right now because they're closing shop. Just about his ass.
You assholes.
Yeah, go
you want
you
the
know
discount
what?
Even when they're closing.
You ask them for that discount. See if they'll give it. Anyway.
They're like, none of us are taking a wage this week.
It's a full circle, Mom. I'm very excited. I hope to see some of y'all there.
So this is Summer House, the sequel, Winter House. I think they're still called this. I don't think this it fits with, this is still season one of Winter House. I'm sure maybe they're going to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I think this show's going to be a big hit for them.
I think it's also a more limited series.
Yeah, I would love it if this, because they're only there for what?
17 days.
17 days. So I would love it if this was like a good, just good, strong 8 episodes. Probably 10.
I would really prefer 8.
I love a good 8.
We've already gone. We've already hit 2 days.
True.
And Lindsay Hubbard, Hub House, isn't even there yet.
No, Hubs isn't even there.
Oh, God.
Our favorite.
I love her.
Who's Tracy?
I can't believe I slept on her for so long and didn't really enjoy her. I apologize to everyone.
As we talked about this.
And to Lindsay.
Below deck. I apologize, too. Lindsay Hubbard, I think she is a good person with, what did I say? I don't remember. A good person with
something false.
With
or,
just with human faults. I think that's
or something
what I
like
said.
That. Some,
rewind that other. Gary,
and,
can you?
And ridiculous like, expectations.
And, yes.
That's the best part of her.
And we love her. She's reality. So y'all, if you watch this first episode and you're like, this episode was okay, just wait. Because she's going to bring some good shit.
I'm amazed that they told Julia she's going to sleep with Lindsay.
Yeah. Lindsay's never going to sleep in that room.
I'm telling you that right now. Because, you know, Lindsay's a man's woman.
She's a man's woman.
She gets along much better with the boys.
You want that G.
And there's no Danielle. There's no Danielle for her to go to.
There is no Danielle.
She makes much better friends with the men's.
It's true. Carl said not any of the money in the world he would have done to do this. He said, I don't want to be on this show at all.
I think he was talking about his sobriety, though.
Yeah. Because they're drinking shots at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
When's the last time you drank shots at 2 p.m.?
I don't know. I don't do shots anymore.
I know, but these people aren't in their early 20s,
are they?
Well, no. How old is Paige?
Craig is 30s.
I'm in my 30s now.
First of all, let's explain, for those of you who don't know, who are with us because we're recapping a show, and you're like, sure, I'll go with you on this ride.
Sure. Thank you.
Summer House was on Bravo, and it's basically these professionals. It started out as these professionals from New York City, mostly, would go up and party in the Hamptons,
yeah.
And getting a summer share, and it was about that life. And slowly it became more of their friends.
Which is a big part, if you're not from
New York. I
didn't really know
New York
so
City.
Much. That is a big part of New York City life. Is
and
people
gay
go,
life is Fire Island.
But they go there every weekend in the summer.
Summer share.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So,
I just want to make that distinction. Because
the city is disgusting in the summer.
It's gross. So, y'all, I just want to say, it was really evolved around this lifestyle. Y'all, this is just putting drunk young people in the house.
It is. And
there's no lifestyle around this. Kyle says he wants to get away, but no.
And the idea of it helps them recapture their youth a little bit now.
Yeah.
And it allowed them to, the ones who were single, to really play the field. However, when COVID came, they couldn't really do that. So we're still in COVID. So it's almost now this kind of hybrid Big Brother hookup house.
Yes. I mean, think about it. If you were single during COVID, but imagine if you were young and you lived in a big city.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 years where you couldn't, because in New York, it was really bad. Like people really fucking locked down in New York.
Yeah.
Good for them. And so you hadn't had anything. And then someone said, hey, look, I can put you on this reality show. You just have to quarantine. And then you can be with 12 other people. Drink all you want. We'll pay for your food. And feel free to,
fuck around. Halfway through it, I would have run like, beep, 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 beep.
I think you would have done what Paige and
Sierra
did this episode. You would have made out the first episode.
I would have. Let's just, anyway, the OGs from this, we have Kyle and Amanda. They're a couple. They've obviously met on the show. Or actually, I think they knew each other in New York, and they were kind of on and off, but they've been the couple, because Kyle was the original who had kind of all the friends, Kyle and Carl, who's been on the show, and Lindsay.
Yeah.
And these were the three friends who held it all together. Slowly, we added Luke, the model from Minnesota.
A lot of these people on this show are models. Like, half the cast is just models.
Oh, all the new cast are models.
I think there's...
We're just going for models.
Do you think they have too
many
people?
I'm talking about that. Yes.
I think it's too many people.
And I want to talk about the problem that we're going to have down the road of Paige having her friend Julia invite three other people who don't know the other people at all.
Yeah.
And so a couple of things are going to happen, I'm thinking. Those four are going to be clicky. Or they're going to, if there's a problem in the house, those four are going to stick together and be against the others.
Possibly. Maybe, you know, you said on the last podcast, and we're going to give this, but I think there's going to be more problems with the men than the women.
Yeah.
But I think that could happen too, but that's just kind of.
I think it's, I don't know. Gabby gives me a weird vibe.
Well, let's go through the cast. Yeah. Still. So there's Amanda and Kyle. They're OGs. It's not really a spoiler alert because it was all over People and everything. They just
got married.
They just got married. It looked like a beautiful wedding.
Pretty wedding.
Yeah, really.
Don't think Hannah was there.
No, I don't think Paige was there. Right,
she's bridesmaid.
Yeah, but Hannah was not there. Linz was there. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
And then there's Paige and Sierra.
Yeah,
Sierra was new last year on Summer House. Paige has been there for she seems like she's
since
OG.
Season three.
Yeah. Paige is kind of the heart of the house of Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, in Summer House, she's kind of the more rational, rational thinking.
Usually. I don't see that because she's single.
But I'm saying in Winter House, all bets are off. So it's Paige and Sierra, and they're both like, we're horny.
Yeah.
We're single. Let's do this.
The big trick, and then Luke, we said, I think Luke, that's it for, and then Lindsay.
Luke.
And the big two additions, you guys, are Southern Charm, Craig Conover, and Austin Kroll.
Austin Kroll.
Madison.
Yes, I'm so happy. Awesome.
Craig,
so,
I'm so happy to be here with you going
to
Vermont.
Yeah.
At the Summer House.
I love this winter because, you know, my butthole is so smooth and that I just feel that winter air when I slide. It's like, ugh.
If you've never experienced his Craig smooth asshole, and when I do, Austin is knowing his tongue is so big.
His tongue is
so big.
He has
a hard time talking.
But y'all, I stand by this. Craig has no hair on his asshole.
I agree.
It's just like, woo.
Do you think both of them look a little puffy?
Yes. Puffy, but Craig looks even hotter to me.
He does.
Like, I think Craig is kind of maturing as a man and looks less like a Twinkie boy, otter.
I agree. I just think they both came off about 2 weeks where they didn't stop drinking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they just, both of them look really puffy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A little Coke pout.
Yeah, a little Coke bloat.
So we're going to try, by the way, because we think it's important. We mentioned Kyle and Amanda got married. There's a lot of rumors going around about Winter House right now. We're going to try to not talk about those on the show, or maybe we'll incorporate a spoiler alert
about who's
section.
Together.
Maybe one day at the end of a show, we'll do spoilers.
Yeah. Well, the big one is, I won't say it.
Yeah. See, this is why I said it, because you're going to say it and ruin the first show. So,
spoiler alert.
Anyway, if you want to know spoilers, just Google it.
You can see who's together.
Yeah. So y'all about and so but Paige's friend is Julia.
Yeah,
She met Julia years ago.
They were modeling, and so Paige was a child model, and she was so cute. So Julia is interesting, and
she doesn't show up there.
Julia misses her flight, and this is my issue with a reality show. When we meet a new person who misses their flight and who invites three other people.
You know, the editing team really had to do their fucking work on this because they had to keep reminding us that the only reason we're meeting Gabby and these other people are because they're Julia's friends, but she's not there and it feels weird. And
it felt really weird.
And they understand, y'all, when you're in a reality show context, what's what any even scripted show, the first thing you do in a scripted show in the first any show 10 minutes you want to establish all your characters and relationships. They keep doing these weird graphics with then arrows and like ding, just to try to remind us Paige's friend or Julie's friend Julie. So yeah, Julia's not there. So there's Gabby, who like
model
said, she's a model. Gabby is friends with Julia, and she also is friends with Jason.
Jason. The most boring person ever.
He's really hot, but he's boring.
See, he's not even that hot to me. He's like
normal hot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then there's Andrea.
Ciao!
The Italian.
I'm the Italian model.
Come stai.
I don't know
Ciao.
If I really talk like this, but if I put it on in front of the women, it makes their vaginas go gusha.
I honestly don't think that's as much of a put on. I think that's him.
This is why you are so easily manipulated by foreign men.
No, I'm saying I would not be manipulated by this guy.
Are you kidding me? Are you You are a... I have never
I
said...
I can't even say
you're
it.
Lying. Just lying.
He's so beautiful.
You, he would walk by you, and y'all, you know how like two strong magnets just kind of go,
yeah.
Your ass
was
so
beautiful,
suction to his dick.
Like he took when I first saw him on screen, he took my breath away.
He's gorgeous. He looks like a fucking Michelangelo.
It looks like Michelangelo carved him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, is that all the new people? I think that's it, right?
Yeah, those are the new people. And
so, we can start... So, that's kind of what we're dealing with. Since we're talking about him, kind of one point I wanted to bring up. Y'all, we're going to do this. We're going to talk about things that stood out for us. We're not going to do a play-by-play.
Yeah.
We're going to try something a little different. I mean, I would have had the same reaction too, but y'all, the way Paige and Sierra acted when they met Andrea, it's kind of the way...
You could see their lips twiddle and not the lips on their face.
No. Who was the guy? This happened to both of us once. We, Oh, it was when we did a cabaret and we had this shirtless bartender come out and you and I were both a little drunk. And he flirted with us.
Oh
on
my
stage.
God! And both of us didn't know what to do. It's like
He took Poodle's hand and he put Poodle's hand on his abs.
That's right. And I actually got quiet.
You got quiet. You lost all of the color in your face, and then you just kind of walked around in circles for about 30 seconds. Ooh. And I ran off the stage. You went.
We turned like teenage girls, but I went fully like The Craft.
Oh yeah,
I was conjuring something at that point.
We are sex positive sissies, and y'all think that we just go in for that dick. We kind of talk a big game. If somebody's really hot,
I get quiet and like
13-year-old little gay boys who just feel so awkward.
No. I'm not confident having sex with you if I'm not the pretty one.
It's true. But we never see Paige like this. Paige usually is
cool.
Like steadfast. Yeah. Steadfast and cool. And she's like, whatever. And she is.
Even Sierra. Sierra was a mess.
They're both just like completely. And then he meets them. He kisses them on the cheek. And then he walks into the house. And Paige goes, oh my God, I bought tomato sauce.
And Amanda's like, for an Italian man. I'm an Italian woman. For an Italian man from Italy, who you knew was going to be here, he's going to lose his mind.
He's going to, because is Paige, her last name's DeSorbo, right?
Yeah, she's Italian.
Yeah, so she should know better too, but whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, I enjoyed that interaction. That was it. That's all I enjoyed. What about you, Poods?
My thing is, I want to talk about Craig's girlfriend, Natalie.
Oh, yes.
Who we talk about.
I forgot about her.
Yeah.
We saw her at the end of Summer Charm.
Yeah, and they've been together 10 months, and he's calling her, and he says the reason why he's there without her is to see if he misses her.
I love her to death, and if I leave her for 10 months and then I miss her, then that means... You know, I think I like her.
And I just want to say, I don't know if that's a good indication of thinking your relationship is doing great.
Well, because he also, then he says, I mean, what is there with relationships? You either break up or you get married. That's all there is.
And I'm thinking that may be a little reductive.
Kind of, yeah. I want to open ourselves up to the experience being the now.
But yeah, that's my thing with him. I will say... I want to talk about kind of piggybacking on talking about Craig and Austin.
Yeah.
Because I think there are now more men in the house than there are women, right? Or maybe it's equal.
I think it's equal when Lindsay gets there.
That's it. Because Julia just got here.
Yeah.
So it seemed unequal because Julia just got there and
Hubs is coming later.
Yeah. But she's one of the guys, let's be honest.
She is like one of the guys who likes to fuck other guys.
So there's this, Kyle is used to being big swinging dick, in charge of everything.
He doesn't have a big dick.
No, though, but that's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to be really interested to see how the men, and I know that Luke is going to be loyal to Kyle.
Yep.
But I feel...
Luke, who brought his hockey stick.
Oh, God. He's such a tool.
Where is he going to play fucking hockey?
I will say this.
Where?
If he wasn't as pretty as he is, I would just think he's completely forgettable.
Timmy, he is forgettable. He's Yeah.
But even... So right now, Austin and Craig are used to being the alphas on their show.
They are also used to being... Like, y'all, Craig is the most beautiful guy on Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Now, the thing with Craig, and this is what sissies have told us that have met him at his pillow parties that meet him in the wild, I think Craig has this kind of star...
Yeah, people say that.
Kind of like Lindsay. Like, so I think he is an attractive man, but when you meet him, you're just drawn into him.
Ooh, I want to be drawn into him.
Same. But... I think it's very easy because his ass is so slippery and he's got lube on it, mm-hmm. no hair. And so, whereas these guys around him are just like fucking brute.
And they're
Adonis men.
And they're like, different.
Really good look and different.
And they're different because these two male models are their guys, but they're kind of soft-handed boys. You know,
and they're forgettable. Like, at least right now, like Jason is 100% forgettable.
Andre isn't, but it's
no.
But I agree. Jason is 100% forgettable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be interested to see the dynamic of the guys, and especially because we see Kyle's used to getting what he wants, and the whole rest of the cast in Summer House knows Kyle's used to getting that.
Well, they're used to it, and they know. Kyle is so stubborn, he will fight and fight and fight and fight until he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
And what I'm interested in, I know they're friends, but I could see Austin and Craig can be both very stubborn too.
That's what I'm thinking.
Especially Austin. And so I could see them...
Me too.
Doing. I want to ask you, this is in one of my little... But when you watched Austin and Craig, did you kind of think... Is this what Poodle, Maddie and I would be if we were straight?
No.
Because they really kind of relate to each other the same way. They do bicker like a married couple.
They do. And I liked it when they said, can we just be in the same room? Like, maybe we should just, and Austin's like, yeah, I've been thinking about that for years.
Yeah. Y'all, that's gonna come back on your cable channels. Just wait.
In the secret scenes.
In the secret scenes.
We had a lot of those when we did the last Southern Charm. Austin and Craig secret scenes.
I think there's going to be more.
I'm interested to see the dynamic.
I think that's a great point you make. I didn't think about it that way.
And I'm interested to see the dynamic of the women, especially the new women with Lindsay. Because Lindsay
can rub other women the wrong way.
Oh, of course, yes, she can. That's a nice way to say it. But like, I just get a vibe from Gabby that she's not going to play nice.
Possibly.
And I think Julia's going to try to be nice and kind and keep everybody.
Because, you know, this is bringing up, but so y'all, this is kind of, we talk about it later, but the room gate. They're all deciding which rooms, which the structure of this show is very Summer House.
Yeah.
Because this is what they do in Summer House. They all go and pick which rooms and all this kind of stuff.
And I will say, Kyle and Amanda should have gotten, because they're a couple. Kyle and Amanda should have gotten that big room.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think, again, this is not like Paige to be like, no,
it isn't.
I want the big room. Like, I'm going to get the big room. Why not?
I think she's trying to make big moves.
Good for her. And so, they do separate the rooms and everything, and that all comes back. But, oh, shit, what was I going to say? Oh, well, fuck it. I lost it.
The room thing kind of let you see, even Kyle was like, everyone's walking in. Like, I've never seen people be so territorial before.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think the male dynamic is very interesting in the house. So I have no idea what's going to go on. I know there are going to be fights.
For sure.
Yeah.
They didn't show this season on Winter House. At least they didn't.
Mine cut off.
Yeah, mine cut. Yeah, they, well, They did a weird thing. Like, I had to watch it, and it cut off, but then I luckily I taped the Housewives thing after it, because, like, the first 10 minutes of Housewives was Winter House.
Yeah, it was 15 minutes longer. Yeah.
Why did we do this?
I don't know. So, what's your next one? Or did you already did it?
No, I was, what, we can talk about, we can, oh wait, I already talked about that. I kept saying to myself, watching Paige, going, reel it in, reel it in, reel it in, reel it in, reel it in. What was I going to say? Y'all, it is, I think that when they were talking about, oh yeah, I know, when they were talking about the room thing and all that, yes, Kyle is going to, I think, have a pissing match about the rooms thing. But I also think what another thing that we're going to come out is that, y'all, these houses, what happens when people are young and all get into a house and they're all drinking? You're flirty.
Yeah.
Amanda's a beautiful woman. And even though I'm not going to, nobody's going to try to cheat on him, like cheat with Amanda behind Kyle's, in front of Kyle's face.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to get flirty, and Kyle gets really, like, territorial.
He
about
does.
That too. So I can see that being another reason why fights happen. So there wasn't a new point. I just wanted to add to that.
No, and you bring, it's a good point, because they've figured out how they're going to be with each other for 5 seasons.
Yes.
And they have firmly established roles with who says what. Even with Paige, Paige knows what she's going to say and how she's going to be. Sierra kind of had to figure hers out. I still don't think she really has figured out her role yet.
But Gabby, even, you know, Gabby got there and she's like, well, I'm going to take the big room.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't fucking care.
And that's the thing.
But then, interestingly enough, Austin and Craig kind of convinced her. And they were like, well, maybe you should. And they're like, we're not going to say anything. But then Gabby and Sierra showed up, and they both were kind of like...
Paige
showed up, and Gabby ended up switching. And
Paige?
Gabby switched and went to a smaller room. Because she was thinking Kyle and Amanda would take it when they got there. She kind of met their energy and everything, and she switched.
Yeah, it's just... I find it a little disconcerting with all these people meshing with a cast of people who already know one another. And I don't think, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I think it's weird because, in a way, this is getting very metaphysical, but I feel like Southern Charm still belongs to the same universe as Summer House. And these models aren't in this universe at all. And the vibe is different.
I kind of feel like this Winter House, it feels like its own separate thing. Because even the Summer House, yes, some of them are models, but you get this, they're all New York City young people. They're trying to work. They're trying to make something. They're trying to, and this is them, like, relaxing. This just feels like, I'm still asking, why are we all here?
Yeah.
Besides money.
Cha-ching!
Yeah.
But I'm saying, don't you feel like the four models are just in a world of their own?
That throws the thing. I'm like,
yeah.
Especially the way they introduced Paige with her being late. I was like, this makes no sense.
Julia.
Yes, whatever. There's too many people.
Y'all, if you're joining in, I have to correct her on names.
All the time. I think they should have added 2 new people and that's it. 4 is too much.
I think 4 is too much. I agree with you.
There's a lot of people in this house.
And it's okay if it's Sierra being a friend of Luke, but she kind of fit in there pretty quickly. With 4 people who already know each other, that's why it's going to get clicky.
Yeah.
And we saw that happen the first day when the guys went off to ski, and 2 men who know how to ski said, I don't want to spend time with those 4 guys I don't know yet.
Or they want to spend time with women they could potentially sleep with.
See,
I think there's a little bit of both to that, actually.
I could see that.
You don't think Andrea?
Andrea.
You don't think Andrea? He had designs.
But why do you
that
think...
That card game, that drinking game?
I agree, but why do you think Jason stayed behind?
You know what? We'll talk about it right after this break. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Okay, I really did a shitty thing because I went to commercial because it was around time, thinking there was going to be a big reason why Jason didn't go skiing with the dads. Y'all, it's because I think he's introverted and boring, and he's friends with Gabby, and he's not friends with anybody else.
That's exactly what I think, too.
That's it. I mean, he's just...
My thing is...
I should say boring. He's just not reality.
On a reality show...
Exactly.
You have to be... You have to just go out and do things.
Yeah. You have to be someone like Poodle, who'll just, in the middle of who just sitting around a table and just looks around and says... This is boring.
I don't like your shirt.
And just starts throwing things.
I think your nose could be different.
Yes. So
or you just need people who your job is to go out and do stuff.
Yeah. Are you not entertained? You've got to entertain.
Yeah. They all said that they do sports. And it's kind of like part of the allure of a show like this is to take people out of their normal lives. Watch these people who are skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. I
it's also first episode. It's weird. Like we're just,
and they're, Julia's not even there.
Can we
talk about Julia for a second?
Yeah.
So we've been kind of like, Julia's like Godot. The whole point of this show is we're waiting for this person we don't know who brought three other people.
Yes.
Three other people we don't even know before.
Yeah.
And we get there, and she's kind of like a quirky girl you grew up with. There's nothing.
She's unremarkable.
Yes.
She's just a pretty blonde model girl.
I will be different later on. But I was just kind of like, this is Julia. Impress me here, y'all.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Because think about someone like Paige. Paige has this dry sense of humor. Sierra was...
Paige would walk in like she did in a big, like, fake fur leopard print coat. Y'all, like, Lindsay's going to show up wearing fucking, like, moon boots and look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or be beautiful, like... And
screech.
And look like she's on a red carpet.
And say, I need a shot!
Like, I will say... Gabby, I thought was going to be more because Gabby came to this place dressed completely inappropriately.
Yeah.
She's wearing like leather pants, these high-heeled shoes. She gets the guys, Craig and Austin, to carry all of her fucking bags up there.
And then
I thought she's going to be high maintenance or drama. And she was.
And then she goes introverted. But yeah. I'm saying there's a vibe about her. I don't know what it is.
We're gonna see.
But you're right. It's kind of like, okay. What, Julia, Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's...
Sure.
It's interesting.
I want to say, and now this, it, she's not here yet as well, but we have history. I thought it's interesting with Austin that this is kind of new information to us that Austin and Lindsay,
I did not know that either,
have been talking to one another,
and they showed a clip. Austin last summer.
In summer, I remember that summer house outfit. That's when she got mad at him after the PowerPoint and went back up into her room, and she called fucking Austin. And she's talking about the PowerPoint.
He gave me a PowerPoint presentation for an anniversary gift.
That's all. And so
I little bump there. That's weird.
And then he's talking to her about medicine. So I, and Austin says, like, we talk all the time. This is the first time that I'm single and she's single. And I don't know what's going to happen between us.
And so also,
y'all, if we remember from last season of Summer House, Lindsay wants a baby like yesterday. Austin ain't going to give you a baby, girl. Not by choice.
She's got an itemized plan. Remember the listing of, now I'm going to get pregnant. Now we're going to.
She kind of made her own PowerPoint just on paper.
Yeah.
But
God, I love her.
I don't think this is going to, that wouldn't be a good match. That's all I wanted to say. Whatever.
And I'm going to be, it's going to be really interesting. We talked about this a little bit before. Julia is sleeping with Lindsay. It's an interesting match. And I think you said, ain't no reason Lindsay is sleeping in.
Lindsay ain't going to sleep in that bed. Julia going to have it by herself.
Yeah. Or maybe they're in the same room. They're not sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
This is why, because the boys say they're going to go skiing the next day. And that's when Andrea says, yeah, but all the ladies are going to be by themselves. That's where I was like, that's why he stayed.
I guess.
That is why he stayed.
It's Come just... On. Did you, let's talk about the moment where they're at dinner and Craig's like, so my gender studies professor said if you could choose cheese or oral sex, what would you choose?
And all the women are like, all the women cheese. Say cheese. And Craig's like, I know, I love a mozzarella way more than I like a vagina.
Or a dick.
And everybody, and like Austin's like, Craig.
What are you talking about, Craig? How could you even say that, Craig?
It's like, no, I told you. Yeah, it's like I'm going down on girl.
We weren't planning this, but I feel inspired. This is our first one, y'all. We're
our Winter House Theater.
A reality gaze theater.
That's what I did.
No, you didn't. That's fine.
Okay, Poodle's going to be Austin. I'm going to be Craig. This feels like a warm hug back to it.
It does.
All right. And scene.
Craig, pass the pizza.
Why you like pizza so much? Because it's got cheese on it, you know?
I love cheese.
Everybody.
Almost as much as I like getting my dick sucked.
No, that's wrong, Austin. You like cheese. Everybody likes cheese more than sex.
What are you talking about, Quay? What are you talking about?
I'm an attorney. That's what my teacher said.
Cheese more than sex.
You're telling me, Austin. So you're telling me it's cheese versus oral sex, Austin. You would give up cheese
I would give up my cheese for having a blowjob.
No. I'm waiting for the oral sex to end because I just want cheese. And I'm also thinking about, like, you know, that Martha Stewart special where she's been baking all this stuff. I'm interested in it.
No,
Aren't you thinking about that?
Craig, there's something wrong with you. You're going to say you don't like oral sex, Craig?
What?
You don't like oral sex?
I'll say, you don't get to make up the rules of the question, Austin.
Okay, you need to calm the fuck down.
Okay.
Why are you getting so upset about something your dental studies teacher said?
Cheese is important.
And see.
Y'all, they literally have a
Fine
Lucy Ricardo, Desi Arnaz... Like spat.
This is kind of where they reminded me of us.
I love it.
I forget they fight over nothing.
They fight like that.
They're like siblings, and it's fucking. And I'll watch it all.
Me too.
Because remember how Craig always does that. He always
gets really upset.
He gets really upset, and then he always says, "You're changing the rules of the discussion." You don't, and I'm like, "You're an attorney. You should be able to debate whatever."
Anyway,
you can eat a girl out as much as you want. You just, what did he say?
You just can't have blowjobs.
Blowjobs.
I will say there was a moment where I screamed when Craig just fell down the stairs. It's like, fuck.
I did too. Meanwhile, this is just to recap. They're having this. This is still the first night. Kyle is starting to get really drunk because
he's upset. Because he's not upset the big man.
It's not about the room.
No.
He's upset he didn't get room, but y'all, he's upset that he's not the leader of the pack.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know what? It's more than that. He's upset because the dynamic has changed.
And he feels...
And that's how he's coping.
He feels dysregulated. Yes. And he's like, how do I regulate this? I'm going to get blind fucking drunk.
Yeah. It's... We understand... Kyle is so shockingly... This sounds like a strange thing to say, but he's so insecure.
Well, you also... Yes. And you said... In Summer House,
and I like Kyle.
I do too.
I think he's a great guy.
This is really insightful. You said last of Summer House, Kyle is so sensitive.
Yeah,
and this is where I think it's probably going to be awesome. But this is where I think potentially Kyle and Craig could clash because they are both very sensitive men.
Yeah, I can see it,
and don't necessarily know the awareness of it when it's happened. Craig more than Kyle,
and I'm worried for Kyle because he doesn't have Carl there to be his emotional support animal.
Where Craig has Austin.
Yeah.
That and Kyle's like, he is out there on a boat with his beautiful hair and his rocking body by himself.
Yeah. And Amanda's going to be there, but it's not the right support. Well, she's going to tell him to calm down.
Amanda always has this pull of, I'm not being included in the girls' club.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting show, the dynamics.
I think about this show.
We haven't talked about any of the new people being part of these dynamics.
Who cares?
But anyway.
I honestly think they will only provide negative stuff or nothing at all. I think they're going to get thrown under the bus.
Yeah. The only thing you really need to know is do you have anything else for that night? Or no,
they just really get drunk,
and Kyle ends up literally. It is a funny clip of them showing all the different places Kyle slept the whole night.
Yeah,
the poor cameraman that just had to be up all night, or camerawoman, where she was like, "So tonight you're just gonna follow him when he's sleeping in places," and he's like, "Really?
Roger that.
Really? Yeah. That's what you're gonna do. That's what you're gonna do." So
it's just another Teamster.
Teamster, bless his heart.
Teamster named Rick.
So it's the next day, and everybody's waking up, and Paige and Sierra are just in the bed.
Just like Paige and Hannah used to be in that bed, just doing social media stuff.
Social media stuff. Because y'all, Sierra is a nurse, but bless her heart,
she doesn't have anything to do.
Well, she didn't have anything to do, but also she's probably fucking exhausted after she was a nurse in New York City.
Right.
So she's like, fuck, I can be an Instagram person. This is a lot easier than being a nurse and worried.
Yeah.
Shout out to our medical workers. We appreciate what y'all are going through right now. Amen.
I don't think there's a lot to say.
Oh, no. I was going to say the coffee.
Oh, yes.
The coffee.
Y'all, Andrea brings them coffee. I need to say, this is a good move.
Suddenly, it's like they're in bed, and suddenly, it's like when you're at the Grove and the fountain starts, and you start to hear, in Napoli,
when I was born. I will say,
that's a very LA joke.
It is. I have thought to myself, what I would do to have someone bring me coffee right now and I don't have to get up and make it in my bed. What I would do.
It's pretty magical.
And he literally just brings her coffee in bed.
He brings them coffee and he says, I love the women and I love to bring them the coffee.
I love to bring the coffee to the women.
To the women. And then I eat their vagina a lot.
Come stai? Chara. I do think it's funny when Sierra, he goes, Chara.
Yeah,
which is the Italian pronunciation. Chara, come stai?
So He brings
my bane.
And he walks out the room. And again, Paige and Sierra are just like
hold it. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
She's holding her coffee going, keep it in, keep it in. She is a star.
She is.
Even my boyfriend was watching this in the living room while I was watching this TV. And he was like, who's she? She's hilarious. She's so fun. It's like, yeah. It's so,
and she doesn't try very hard either. And that's the definition of a reality star.
Like when she said, Andrea could look at me and say, like, you can fuck off and go to hell.
And I'd go,
like,
oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
And he calls her Regina George.
Like he calls her a mean girl. She's like, oh, y'all, do you want to talk about that moment, actually?
You mean when he said, I like to
when they're talking about kissing.
I like to eat poo s s y.
Yeah.
I also want to say he does do that well, because he treats it as something artistic.
Yes, it's like a nice prosciutto,
a gelato. Like
gelato. There you go.
And I also did you hear him say, now you kiss every woman differently in every country. What is, you know, you think you get it in America, you do this kiss. And then in Italy, we do this kiss. And it's, y'all, kissing's kissing.
This is where I was like, he is laying on this Italian thing like real heavy. Now, I'm really proud of you because you're able to make this distinction while watching it. If you were there in the room with him,
you would be
nodding your head and going, you're right. You're right.
You know what? When I kissed someone in Zagreb, it was different.
Which is exactly what Paige did. Y'all, I watched this like 3 times and laughed. The camera just focused on Paige and she had her knees up and she was sitting here kind of the way like a child watches someone tell a story for the first time. Just
Y'all, this guy is only worth about 4 days of material.
And then you
realize he's just kind of empty-headed.
And y'all, he's going to end up hitting on every woman in the house. And he hopefully doesn't fuck himself and pull a Luke.
And unfortunately, he probably doesn't have a lot of friends. Because a lot of people don't see the authentic side of who he is.
I mean,
because he thinks he has to be something.
He thinks he has to be like somebody from a fucking Pixar movie.
And you know what, though? I bet, though, if you get him around his friends or, sorry, his family or his like old friends who he's known forever, they probably know him pretty genuinely.
Yeah. I just want to know his OnlyFans.
Oh, that body, too. Come on.
He's beautiful.
It is that perfect. That is, I would refer to him as that. He's beautiful.
Yes,
it's a statue. He's a sculpture.
He's.
But should we just talk about at the end? They go. One thing I want to talk about: Austin. Austin already has 2 women on the line for him because Sierra is interested in him.
Sierra. Okay. Wait. That happened. They're flirting the entire time.
And I will say, it's good flirting. It's not good. Gross.
No.
Like, flirting that like Andrea is doing.
No, it's not schmarmy and like schmaltzy.
Austin has more game than I've ever seen him have on Southern Charm.
Well, here's the deal with Austin. He's smart enough. He's not.
He's not Shep smart to be kind of shitty to girls.
But he's smart enough and he's funny.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And also, he's able to pick up on people because he does that with Craig. That's why he and Craig, because a lot of times when they fight, but also he can calm Craig when Craig's in that like space. So they are, they're flirting hardcore. And Craig even says, like, because this is a little bit we found out before, y'all, they go to get food.
Madison! We see Madison's face. This is the A-Rod scandal.
Y'all, this literally happened during the A-Rod. And Austin even says, yeah, she like he kind of
killing my ex is on a thing about
y'all. He confirms what we all magazine. Knew. Y'all, it's pretty much Madison broke up J Lo and A-Rod.
Yeah.
She broke them up. He was fucking texting her. J Lo found out. So you can thank Madison LaCroix for Bennifer.
She'd probably thank
Madison LaCroix for Bennifer.
I'm shocked that she just doesn't own up to it.
I am too, because she usually owns up to her shit.
Yeah.
But Madison LaCroix is like a C-level celebrity. J-Lo is fucking...
Also, y'all, Madison LaCroix just announced she's engaged to a guy she's known for 6 months. So, best wishes.
Best
wishes. Couldn't happen to a lovelier gal.
Lovelier.
Again,
you were a fan of hers. I was never a fan of hers.
I still think she's beautiful, but she would also sell me for parts immediately if we went on a long vacation.
But I'm saying there are fans of hers. I don't have a lot of use for her personally.
No, and I want to talk about Austin Sierra in the hot tub moment, but first I have to say, so this happens with this Madison thing. So Austin immediately is like, I need to forget her. I need to get her out of my head. And Craig says, there is a tether.
This was poetic.
Yeah, I know. He said that holds him to Charleston and his ex. And I hope that this finally breaks that for him.
I went, when did you learn that word?
He is an attorney. He just learned tether.
He learned it.
But he's right. You think about it. Austin has been hung up on Madison for how long?
Years.
Like, y'all, not just a year.
Like
three or 4 years he's been hung up on this woman. So for the fact that, like, I mean, y'all saw the way
he was hung up is a good way to talk about it, because that's the way she treats men.
Yes, yes. She's completely, like, emotionally castrated this man. And the fact that y'all, and you can tell because he's beating the shit out of that fucking piano.
That was a little scary.
He's hitting it going,
baseball player.
Madison. So that's when Craig is like, Jessica, talk to Ciara. And so they go and talk. And so now let's talk about the hot tub.
Long story short, they're all there. Everyone else kind of leaves.
They all go in the hot tub. Yeah. And you know, because it's like, y'all, be that person. I try to be this person. Y'all, if a group of you, there's like eight of you, and you're like, hey, you want to go in the hot tub? You're like, yeah. And everybody, you're in the hot tub, you're drinking vodka, you're having drinks. And then the couple goes to bed. People start going to bed. Don't be the last person in the hot tub. Right, Poodle? You don't do that, right?
No. Like, remember when I had to tell you to leave? Leave me alone with this guy.
You're always that last person in the hot tub, aren't you?
Maybe. And there's two more waiting on me. I'm giving you the eye. I'm going, leave. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah. Y'all, he's not subtle about it.
And you're saying, isn't this a nice knot?
I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Look at that moon.
And the poodle says, you've got bags under your eyes. You look tired.
Go to bed.
You should get some sleep.
I'll be fine. This moonlight will help. Here, take this pill. And leave.
So it ends up being, who's in the hot tub?
Austin and Sierra and Paige and Andrea.
And it's like they're talking for maybe 2 minutes.
Andrea starts kissing Paige. And she is not saying no.
Austin is like, here, you go with him. And he even separates them. Yeah. I was surprised that Paige started making out with Andrea.
Wasn't.
But do you think Paige is kind of like,
She's having fun.
I'm on reality TV. This guy might be the hottest piece of dick I ever get in my life. I'm going to do it.
Yes, I would do it.
And so, but then were you surprised by Sierra and Austin just fucking going to town?
No, but it kind of looked like she initiated it.
She did. It's almost like
I just said initiated.
Initiated.
Like I was stewing. Initiated.
Initiated it. Cobra Commander, initiated you. Initiated you. Do you think she's more into him than him? To her?
I think Austin is into whatever shiny thing.
Which is true.
Is there.
I did say in the first that, like, there's other women that are into Austin.
Yeah. I think she's into him.
Yeah.
She likes a good sense of humor more than anything else.
In a weird way.
And he walks around, he's very confident. Because, y'all, his penis is nice. We've said this before.
Yeah, And he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
As one of the housewives on Watch What Crap said, they were like, Andy Cohen said, what do you think is drawn? Or not the housewives. She's an MSNBC anchor. I don't know why she was on she was with Meghan McCain on Watch What Happens Live after it. And he asked her, he said, what do you think people are drawn to Austin? And she said, I'll tell you, Andy, he's 6'5". And made a face.
MSNBC anchor?
Yes.
Who?
I don't remember.
What's she look like?
Blonde hair. She's friends with Meghan McCain.
Oh, I don't know her then.
Yeah.
Not Nicole Wallace.
Maybe. I don't know.
Lord.
I'll close out the show while I look.
Y'all, let's see it.
Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That is our new link. We're not, it's not porn anymore. So realitygaze.com. You can find us on Twitter at realitygazepod. You can find us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast. Also, we have just joined TikTok, and you can find us on TikTok at realitygaze.
We did.
And then we're also on Reddit at Reality Gaze. All that fun shit. Yo, come us on Cameo.
It's S.E. Cup.
Oh, S.E. Culp.
Culp.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's that's CNN.
CNN,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not MSNBC. Yeah.
That's, I knew all the MSNBC anchors.
I know. You have like
pictures
of them on your wall and a bulletin board with hearts around them.
I did not want to accuse you, but I knew you'd fucked up a detail, and I kind of needed you to look it up.
I didn't mind. I don't mind. I don't, you know what? I don't need to be right. I just need to be drunk. And with that, we don't have a sign. Y'all, let us know.
We did do a sign off.
Have a sign off for Summer House, and we have one for Southern Charm, but we don't have anything for Winter House.
What was Summer House?
Summer House ended up being Who's Tracy?
Oh, it
but
can't
it doesn't
be Who's
really
Tracy.
Make sense here. And then for Southern Charm, it's, what is it for Southern Charm? It's
Y'all Come Back Now You Hear.
Y'all Come Back Now You Hear. But for Winter House, I guess we're going to have to think on this.
Winter.
Winter. Winter is coming. No, I don't like that.
No, because winter's here.
Winter is here. Let's see.
We need to retool. We need
retool this.
We need a tinker.
We need a tinker. So,
for right now, y'all, we'll leave you with Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? Burr, it's cold in here.
I almost said that.
There must be some hoes in this atmosphere. We're going to work on this.
I don't
this.
Like that part.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.